The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Fill us in, please. What is emerging after the second set of talks between the hospitality sector and government officials as to a reopening for indoor hospitality?
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. So that as you said, that second meeting happened this afternoon. And while it's clear that we're certainly looking at an opening or a reopening of indoor hospitality, if not on the 19th of July, then very soon thereafter. Tánais Dalí of RACCR, speaking to me in the last couple of hours, has made it clear that, you know, the legislation will be required in order to essentially facilitate the use of this cert that is going to be rolled out, that are going to be starting posted out from the state from next Monday. And ultimately what it looks like is that it'll be the industry itself, not any sort of government agency or the Gardaí or anybody like that. It will be the industry themselves regulating this. So, you know, they will be the ones regulating whether you get in or you don't get in, whether your pass is suitable or not. What is clear is that the while the emphasis is really on vaccinated people. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk around antigen testing and PCR testing. And clearly from the Restaurants Association of Ireland in the last hour or so, they're saying that there will be a use for antigen testing and PCR testing, but not immediately. That'll be down the line. So it looks like...
down the line, won't everyone be vaccinated by then? Or are they talking about PCR testing and antigen testing for younger people who may not have been vaccinated or who are under the age of 18?
Yeah, it's very much within the next couple of weeks. So this is a very short window of time to allow, I suppose, the vaccination process kind of get to everybody that it needs to get to. I think what they're making it clear is that there will be details worked out over the weekend ahead of that cabinet memo going to ministers for approval next Tuesday, which will, they need to get over this hump of what do you do with kind of teenagers who might be going into restaurants and pubs with their families, who are probably... who will be probably at that stage one of the most risky categories because they're not vaccinated, and they just need to work out the details of how many people will be allowed per table and all those sort of logistical details. It's very clear from the hospitality sector they want to be open on July 19th. From the government perspective, as I said, Leo Varadkar speaking to me in the last while, it'll be as close to that as possible. But he did give the commitment that it will be bank holiday weekend. So there's that kind of week or 2 weeks window. Well, it is, but I suppose I think what they are saying is that my understanding from within government, there's an optimism and an expectation that it'll be long before that bank holiday weekend. But I definitely think it may not just be ready in time for July 19th. But there may be a slippage of a day or two, but I do think there's a concerted effort from all sides to make this work. However, I will say this is a system that is not popular by many people at all. The hospitality sector see this as the least worst option in order to allow them open. There are many within government who have pointed out saying there was a huge uproar 2 years ago from what they have called the woke brigade in relation to the introduction of a public services card, which would have been, as they see it, the perfect mechanism to run all of this stuff. And yet we're going to now have pieces of paper to allow us to get into a pub and have a pint or two. So there is criticism within government around that.
Daniel, are there ministers who are on off record basis talking about a woke brigade?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
And they regard the woke brigade as people who were against the public services card.
You can probably guess what party you're talking to now or talking about, Matt, as well. I better not get too specific here, there is a sense that, you know, that we're scrambling to find a mechanism to allow pubs reopen when there was a kind of a very thought out legislative process a couple of years ago that would have on a kind of a statutory basis have all these I's dotted and T's crossed. However, we are, I suppose, where we are. What is also very keen, Matt, I think, particularly, I suppose, if we're looking at this not necessarily as a short-term solution, but a more longer-term one, and particularly heading into the winter, and the idea of keeping everywhere open, you're going to see a bigger emphasis in the coming weeks about ventilation, CO2 monitors in workspaces, a kind of a re-emphasis on the safety protocols and ensuring, you know, that sort of separation of people and people kind of minding themselves will happen. I think what is being proposed, Matt, is like the idea of propping up a bar and being three deep at a bar, just not going to happen in the foreseeable future. It'll be table service only. So it'll be a far more sedate affair in terms of going to your local for a pint than probably what some of us are used to in times gone by.
Okay, stay there, Daniel. And I have another guest I want to bring in a moment. But first, Padraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation of Ireland has joined us. Padraig, after your meeting today, how confident are you that all your members will be able to open their premises soon and be able to do so on a basis of minimal problem?
Well, Matt, As an outcome from the meeting today, there are six options going to government next week. The government will have to decide which of those six options are going to be decided on. I suppose it would be fair to say that the most discussion centred around the option that allows for people to have indoor drinking and dining for those that are vaccinated and are recovered. At a meeting earlier in the week, we certainly raised a number of issues around the legality of this, around the workability of it. We did learn today that for it to be legal, there would be primary legislation required, followed by regulation. We thought that. We're surprised that government hadn't thought of that. So it really is a tight time frame, and it really now comes down to government political will to make things happen.
But it's going to throw an awful lot of responsibility on your members, isn't it, to monitor who's coming in and going out?
We don't believe it's the optimum solution. We have believed all along that the optimum solution is the one that we had last year, with guidelines, with proper implementation and proper policing. But that's not to be. So, you know, you end up in a situation where it's probably the option that's there for members to open. And it's not just for members to open. Bear in mind, the majority of our members are open at the moment, but it's for outdoor. They want to move indoor. They want to use their indoor space. There's quite a number of our members don't have outdoor space who want to open. And in order to give them any possibility to trade during the summer, it's going to be some variation on this theme. That's what officials are telling us. And it's really now to make it as workable as possible, number one. But it has to be underpinned by a sound legal basis, where our members are not left open to a claim either under GDPR, equality or discrimination law.
Well, one final one to you, Padraig Cribben. What about the ventilation issue? Has that been discussed? And are there going to be any requirements for your members to have specific ventilation requirements met?
Strangely, Matt, it's over 12 months ago since I wrote to NPHET and to the Chief Medical Officer looking to find out if ventilation could be play a part in getting the sector open safe and safely. That was June of 2020. I think that it was discussed today belatedly, but there are guidelines in relation to that, and obviously our members will be making sure that they comply with any guidelines that are there.
Okay, thank you very much, Padraig Cribben of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Gina Murphy is owner of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin. Gina, thank you very much for joining us, for waiting there patiently. I imagine at this stage, optimism on your part is hard to come by, that you hear about the possibility of dates. Do you believe that actually happened, though?
Well, I would hope that whatever they decide upon, and I wish they would just come to a decision, that they give us proper notice and that we get enough time to actually prepare our kitchens, our staff, our menus, our reservations, and to actually treat us with a little bit of respect, because I don't think we've been shown a huge amount of it lately. So I would just ask for that.
Would you be worried, though, about having to try and police people coming in as saying, like, whether they're vaccinated or not? And then if you had, say, if they've decided to bring teenage children in with them, that you might get into a dispute as to whether they should be allowed in or not?
No, I think, most of us in the hospitality trade, we're just eager to get back open and get back to business. And what we do is we accommodate people. We'll do whatever we're asked by the government. And if they say that it's only vaccinated people, so be it. We have to uphold the rules and the guidelines that were given. But, I mean, it's not for us to make those decisions. It is for government to decide what way they want the lie of the land.
Yeah, but
go.
You might be required to enforce whatever their decisions are. You'll be the one who would be at the front door of Hugo's Restaurant saying, you can come in, but you can't.
Yeah, well, fortunately, right now, at the moment, I'm blessed. I've been given some lovely space by Dublin City Council, so I have some outdoor area. But yeah, it's a tough one, but it's not my place to make that call of who gets in or who gets out or stays out. It is down to the government, and I will follow whatever guidelines.
Well,
have they
given you sufficient guidelines in relation to ventilation?
No, we've had nothing yet. Now, we're very clear here, just even ourselves, even though we're only doing outdoor dining, we have all the doors and windows open here, just even for the staff, even though we're all fully masked and everything. But the doors and windows are open here from the minute we start in the morning until we lock up at night time. So we're clear ourselves. But no, and I'm not going to invest any money until they actually tell me what it is that I have to do, because we're just we're losing money on lots of other things, and I don't need to spend money on something that's not necessary. If they turn around and say, you know, if I go and buy an expensive piece of kit to, you know, regulate the air, and then they turn around and say it's not necessary, well, then it's a cost that I've had to bear. So I'd rather wait until they tell us what they want and what they need.
Gina Murphy from Hugo's Restaurant, Patrick Crimmon from the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Thank you all for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.